once.
Good evening and welcome to the regular town of Discover Bay Board of Directors meeting. At this time, I'd like to call this meeting to order. If you all rise with Kevin Graves and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
President Steele?
Here.
Vice President Pease? Absent. Director Graves?
Here.
Director Lee? Absent. Director Simon?
I'm here.
All right, thank you very much. This time we'll have public comments.
Three minutes limited time limit.
Anybody have any comments they'd like to bring up? Okay, we'll close public comments and move on to item C, presentations. Are there any presentations this evening?
None this evening. Moving around.
Any director's comments this evening or?
No.
No president's report this evening. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item F, business and action items, staff?
There's nothing this evening on tonight's agenda.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item G, any informational items? Not this evening. Okay, thank you, staff. Moving on to item H, Veolia report for the month of September 2015.
Thank you, Bernie. Sit down.
Ready? Go.
By last September, doing 10 yards of safety, 100,000 hours of safety. All permits were submitted. We had 86 million gallons of water went out last month, which shows us around the 34% for the month. 34%. Was well within all permit limits on wastewater. The only issue we had last month, we did have that minor SSO over in the back in the lake with the new construction. We will start flushing here in December. We continue to do with maintenance and stay on top of that. And this is a picture of the stuff we pulled out of the sewer back in when we had the SSO. You can see it's paint, grout, and rocks. That was the stuff that we was able to pull out on that round of flush.
It's all building materials.
All building materials.
That sucks, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's the entire report.
Are we preparing some kind of a bill for the developer so they can?
We've sent them a letter. They've received the bill. They're disputing it because they're claiming that how do we know that it was their contractors did the work and not the contractors of the individual homeowners, because the development had been in place for a period of time.
Maybe the association needs to take care of it.
Well,
the interesting part was we did not have these problems until we started the new homes. And if they've been there for a period of time, then why haven't they had these problems?
But there were no homes there to begin with.
What action are we going to take other than
that? Well, we're evaluating and making sure that going back and looking when the homes were completed, we just got response from them about 10 days or so.
So future agenda.
Well, more of a legal item between them, right. Those guys.
We could become very useful and friendly to them when they need something.
Can you give them an update real briefly on the sensor device that went off on Saturday?
At four manholes around the town, we have manhole alarms at low points. And actually Saturday morning over the one on Clubhouse and Prestwick, we got a call at 8:30 of a high backup. We went over there, called operator Joe, went over there, and the line was backed up. We was able to flush that without any incident, so the system is paying for itself because it prevented that SSO. It worked like it was designed to work.
And we got those devices when we did the lift station F project, and that was part of the project, and the vendor and the contractor part of the deal was they leave those sensors with us.
That was a good call. Yeah.
And so we have four of those in place. Right. Where we have hot spots in town.
Yeah,
Prestwick, we've got
areas in the system.
One over by F and one down on Willow Lake, and I don't know where the fourth one is.
And we had inspected that line in the last 2 years, I think.
Oh, we have the questions back last April.
Oh, okay.
So it's the low part in the whole system, the drop level community. So that's one of
those. Well, thank you very much, Brian, for your service. All right, moving on, any manager reports?
Just that we have a closed session scheduled for, I believe, December the 2nd. Is that the first meeting in December?
The forecast, yes, I believe that does show the...
I met with representatives of Hoffman this last week and received some information from them that we'll be bringing to you as a potential settlement proposal.
We'll go stand in the swimming pool on that.
We'll see what happens. So you'll get that in early December.
Thank you. Any other amendments of this? Thank you very much. Is that the office remodel item?
I'm going to pull that for the simple reason that since the agenda went out, we've actually had some discussions with some other parties, including the fire department. Okay. We may change some.
So what's that?
The office space remodel over at 1800, our offices. Okay. We're redoing some of the space in there to get our staff over
space
there.
Space planning, okay.
That it, there's some other options at play right now that we'll come back to you later.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see. District legal, any
full report? Nothing tonight.
Yeah, thanks for being here. All right. All right, correspondence, looks like the usual aviation committees and fire. Any comments? No? Any action?
No, I will say that there is some good news that's going to be coming from the, and I don't have the full details, but I'm sorry, with regards to reports on. It looks like there's a plan being put together through a task force for the ECCFPD, which will reopen a fourth fire station in our district. Brentwood is putting up a considerable amount of money. Oakley is being coerced into doing the same, and the county is putting up some funds also. And the good news is you would think that that would be opening back up Brentwood Station, but the recommendation is going to be that the Knightson Station be open, reopened, and we'll get some better fire protection. It's only a two-year plan. We still have to rally the troops in the next 2 years. We really need to do something to sustain it. And there's some other changes to the fire board that may be occurring, but I haven't gotten an official word on that yet.
Are they kind of still staying away from this book, trying to close our station still? Are they still
trying to? That's off the table at this point.
Right. That's good news.
All right, thank you. Any public records requests? Future agenda items.
Forecast is in front of you.
Okay, excellent. All right, at this time I'd like to adjourn the meeting.